Researchers in Sydney have opened the door to a new treatment for prostate cancer. They've identified three specific nutrients that prostate cancer cells need to grow. Ashley Hall reports.
Every year in Australia, more than 3,000 men die from prostate cancer, and more than 20,000 men are told they have the disease. 69-year-old Jim Marshall was given his diagnosis about 5.5 years ago.
It was very aggressive. The score of aggressiveness is Gleason score, and mine was 9 out of 10. So it was a large, locally advanced, aggressive prostate cancer.
After treatment with radiation and hormone therapy, he's now in remission.
It means I can get about my life. I run a group for men with advanced prostate cancer. I have children and grandchildren, and I can take part in the community and family life.
You still have that hanging over your head, though?
Yes, with a Gleason score 9 and locally advanced, it's likely to return. The high Gleason score means it's going to be more likely sooner than later.
If it does, there may be a new treatment available thanks to a breakthrough in research conducted by a team led by Associate Professor Jeff Holst at Sydney's Centenary Institute.
What we've discovered this time around is that prostate cancer cells increase one of the pumps that bring a nutrient called glutamine into the cells. If we can block the pumps that bring glutamine into the cells, then we can actually starve the cancer cells and stop them from growing.
So what are the implications of this discovery?
If there's an increased number of these pumps, that then gives us the ability to try and target those pumps and block them selectively in the cancer cells compared to the normal cells around them. At the moment, there's a lot of good therapies, but no really good therapies for late stage prostate cancer. And that's where these sort of compounds that for us, if we can starve the cancer cells, we stop them from growing. A lot of men will then die of old age rather than dying of prostate cancer.
Associate Professor Holst says the next step involves identifying a drug to switch off the nutrient pump.
And we actually, together with some researchers at the University of Sydney, have the first such compounds that we're currently testing, first of all, in our cell models, but also we're moving into what are called tumour explants, where we take a piece of a patient's prostate, grow it in a dish, and put these compounds on and see if it's able to stop the cells growing in that context.
The last time I spoke to Professor Holst was early last year. At the time, he'd identified a nutrient pump associated with melanoma cancer cells. He says since then, the field of research has grown enormously.
The fact that there's big labs around the world finding these same mechanisms at work in other cancer cells is encouraging, because it means if we can get these therapies into the clinic, it's going to have broader implications than just prostate cancer.
Jim Marshall is optimistic he'll see the new treatment within his lifetime.
Because it can also affect your sons and grandsons, your nephews and great-nephews, more than the general public. Many men have, besides worrying about their own future, an eye to what might be useful to other members of their family who may be affected in the future.
Cancer survivor Jim Marshall speaking to Ashley Hall.